The Naked Scientists podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the STFC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more cutting-edge science, join us online at nakedscientists.com.
And welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientist with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week, it's time to loop the loop in utero.
Hi, my name is Heather Demarest, and I'm a graduate student in philosophy at Rutgers University in the US. My question is about the umbilical cord. I'm 7 months pregnant, and my baby's always moving around, sometimes completely changing positions in my womb. My question is, how does the long umbilical cord keep from getting tangled and knotted? Other cords tangle so easily. If I put my iPod headphones in my book bag or tie my dog to a tree, I quickly have a tangled mess. But a baby typically goes for 9 months without any trouble. I love the show. Thanks very much.
It ought to be possible for a baby to tie itself in knots, so why doesn't it happen more often?
My name's Christoph Lees. I'm a consultant in obstetrics and fetal medicine at the Rosie in Addenbrookes at Cambridge. It's a really interesting question, and a lot of women do ask us this specific question. The umbilical cord is about 30 to 60 centimetres in length at term, so at 36, 37 weeks, it really is quite long. The important thing about it is not only is it long, but it's really thick. So it's up to 2, sometimes 2.5 centimetres thick, and not only does it contain 2 arteries and 1 vein, but it also contains a lot of jelly-like substance called Wharton's jelly that protects the blood vessels. So it really is encased in quite a thick covering, and then the blood vessels have jelly around them. So that stops them getting twisted or occluded in any way. Now, sometimes you can have a knot in the umbilical cord. So babies obviously move around, they jump up and down, they turn over from head down to bottom down sometimes. Why doesn't that cause the umbilical cord to knot? Well, the answer is that sometimes it does, but it's very rare, in fact, for a knot to cause a problem for a baby. So because the umbilical cord is so thick, it tends not to knot itself easily, and even if it does knot itself, there's so much protective jelly around the blood vessels that it's very rare that it causes a problem.
Umbilical knots do happen occasionally when a fetus swims through a loop in the cord, but the structure of the cord makes it difficult for this to have any adverse effects. There has to be a great deal of tension in order for the knot to compress the cord with any significance, and therefore impede blood flow. Clifford Kay on the forum found us an article from Pediatric and Perinatal Pathology Associates in Louisville in the US, and they estimated that around 3% of preterm stillbirths occur due to cord knots, but some perfectly healthy babies are born with knots too. But from escapable tricks of miniature Houdinis to inescapable regions of space-time.
Hello, my name's Clive Plum from Sutton Coalfield. What I'd like to know is, what happens when two black holes collide?
What happens when two such regions of space-time collide? Can one escape the other? Send your answers to chris@thenakedscientists.com. You can join us on the forum, which is at thenakedscientists.com/forum. You can Facebook us, or you can Twitter
The Naked Scientists' Question of the Week. Brought to you in association with the How to Wissmann Foundation. Supporting science and education from Alpha to Omega.